What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Go behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm Scott.
And I'm Ben.
And this is Car Stuff. How's it going, Ben?
It is going very well, and we're actually going to talk about something that I have had some recent experience in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, good or bad? We'll talk about this because I want to give people a cautionary tale.
Okay.
And this is nothing went wrong, but I think it's a good perspective. So
Okay. Today
we're talking about shopping for new tires, correct?
Yes, yes.
All right. And so I needed to go shop for some new tires when I had a very interesting discovery. I think it was here at work. I was walking by my car and I saw what was obviously not a rock, although I hoped it was at first, but instead the head of a screw protruding from the tire, and it was right near the side of the tread and the sidewall. And
yeah.
You know that you can't get it plugged if it's by the sidewall.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know, man, I can't put it off. No matter how crazy cheap I am.
No, it's too dangerous.
Right. It's a matter of time. Mm-hmm. It's a ticking tire time bomb. I had to say that in my head first.
Yeah, very good.
Thanks, buddy. And so I went to a local tire place and I said, okay, see if you can plug this. And he goes, I'll try. And then he came back and he said, no, that's crazy.
And then you said, give me your finest tire.
I said, give me your finest tire keep. Yes. Let's see. You were there.
Oh, it sounds like you must have been there. I was third in line.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I was so focused.
I interrupted.
So I wanted to get a tire, but I hadn't planned on buying a tire that day. I hadn't budgeted it. And as you know, I'm incredibly cheap. So I was already very emotionally upset inside. I wasn't mean to the guy. So I said, okay, I'll buy a tire. And
this is it. All right. Go ahead then. I'll let you say it because I'm catching something here.
Well, Scott, will you go ahead and point out what people should always do if you buy a tire?
You just said I would buy a tire.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean a tire, one tire?
Okay, and why is that wrong? Wait, what should you do instead?
You should buy two, if not four.
At the very least, every time.
At the very least. Yeah, that's right, just for balance. Okay. And that's the honest to God truth. You really need to do two at one time. You really shouldn't buy one new tire unless you just bought tires, in which case you would be back under a warranty situation anyways.
Right.
So you bought one tire.
I bought one tire and I drove on it for a couple days, and then I got the second tire, and so I did.
Okay.
I did get right because you know I can't.
You got to get your mind right, Ben.
It's just I do have to get my mind right, Scott. It's just so difficult, you know. If I come in and I do something so grievously wrong to my car, you look so hurt.
Yeah. A little tear in my eye.
I know, just the one.
Yeah.
Just the one.
Well, yeah, one tier, one tire.
Okay, so let's start there. Like, we know that is important. When you buy tires, when you shop for new tires, there are certain things that you always need to remember.
Exactly.
Always get either two tires for your front, two tires for your back, or all four.
Yeah.
Don't be like me. I'm the do not do example here.
No, because you're going to end up with, you know, if you do it that way and you just replace the one that you need all the time, you're going to end up with, you know, uneven tread depth on all around. The traction is going to be all messed up.
Your balance is going to be terrible.
It's going to be awful. The car is not going to respond the way that you think it will. It's going to vibrate. Things are going to happen. It's just not going to be good.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons why you should buy two matching tires, just because, you know, tires weigh, they're different weights. If you get different sizes.
Sure.
You should get the same size. We'll talk about that too. But, you know, what if you happen to get a shorter or taller sidewall on the other side just because the tire tech felt that was what should go in your car. If you're just kind of pushing it off to them and you know, saying, I don't really want to be involved, just give me something that fits.
Right.
And they put the standard issue tire on there from the factory, you know, what it says it should have, yet the other three are not from the factory and what your car should have, then you're going to have trouble. So you need to go somewhere that you trust.
And that's a good point too. I'm sorry. Am I
rolling
over you?
Not at all. I've got a few points to make here, but we'll get to them.
I want to get to these points. I want to also say that, one of the reasons we're doing this podcast is that if you've ever bought tires, odds are, if you're like most car drivers, you only bought them when you had to. Mm-hmm. You didn't really think about them until one of them got torn up by a pothole, or you hit a nail or something. And when you don't want to be like me again, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, you know, cause I just wanted to get it out of the way. I've bought tires for my car before and put them on. But I didn't have this time. I didn't have the time to do it this time around. So I asked, the people at the tire place, and I lucked out because I had a mechanic with a conscience. We did an earlier podcast on good mechanics.
Yeah.
This is a good mechanic.
Oh, good.
At first he said he wasn't going to sell me just the one. And I said, please, I have to get to work now. Yeah. I will be back in 4 days.
Well, and he believed you.
He believed me, and
you know what? He can't make you buy two tires, Ben. So that's fine.
He can refuse to sell it, but he
really
can't make
it. I didn't think he could. I thought he'd say, all right, I don't recommend this, but here you go.
No, he didn't outright refuse to sell it, but he said, that's a really bad idea, and I don't think we should.
Well, so you proved him wrong. You came back.
I did. Well,
good.
I tried to
good for you.
Be a person who does what they say they will do. So let's go ahead and assume the hypothetical role, somebody's buying tires. What do they need to be aware of?
You know what? I've got five things that you should look for, and there's an article on our site that is five things to look for. So
hey,
I'm going to kind of match that real quick, and then and then we'll talk about some other things that are just my own thoughts, I suppose. First thing you should look for: features. The features of the tire, and you might not think about this, but you know, are they puncture resistant? Are they fuel efficient tires? Because they sell fuel efficient tires now. Who would have ever guessed that 10 years ago?
We live in the future, man.
I mean, you know, what kind of traction are they going to provide? Are they snow tires? Are they off-road tires?
Right.
You know, what type of terrain are you going to be covering?
Are they performance tires?
Yeah. I mean, they're very tires now are very specific for your driving needs. They're very individual, I guess, in a way.
Highly specialized.
Yeah, they are. They are. You know, you say individual, they make them by the millions, but you know what I'm saying, right? You can get what you need on your car and for your specific driving needs. So just definitely look for the features. The next thing you want to look for, and this is really important, longevity. And the only reason that you would not look for longevity in a tire is if you're in a race situation.
Right. I was going to say performance
tires. Yeah, exactly. Just a flat-out performance tire where you don't care how long they last, really. You just need the tire that fits and that gives you, that provides the grip that you need, which is usually a softer it's always a softer compound.
Right.
And that's why they wear out so quickly.
And it burns on the road, too.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, they provide better grip. You can corner better because they're softer. But the idea is that they leave more of the tire on the track, on the pavement, every time you drive on them. When you corner real hard, you know, little balls of rubber rolling off onto the side there. And, you know, that's really happening. It's just like it does in a race car. That's why they change the tires several times during a race, is because, you know, they don't care about longevity. Those are super soft tires.
And we're going to go out on a limb and say that the people who are buying those tires for their race, vehicles probably have less concern with cost.
Yeah, exactly. This is well, I'm talking about some ultra performance tires as
right.
well.
These are high end.
Yeah, something that, you know, you can expect to last less than 20,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Some may last 5,000 miles.
Wow.
Which, you know, that's not a very good buy unless it's a car that you only drive once a week or once a month.
Monsieur Concours d'Elegance.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, something that you, you know, is a toy, mm-hmm. an around town toy. But, you know, if you get all season tires, mm-hmm. they can last anywhere from 40,000 to 100,000 miles in some cases.
Wow.
And that's, you know, a pretty hard tire compound. Mm-hmm. Then there's kind of the mid range, which are about 40 to 70,000. And that's like, that's still a performance all season tire. And then you can go down to like a performance tire, which would be like a three season tire. No winter involved in that. And that'd be right around 25,000 miles, just, you know, kind of a ballpark median, mm-hmm. you know, life range, I guess, or life expectancy for your tires. And that's under just general use too. That's not, you know, depends on how you drive it.
That's not road trip use.
Well,
that's
it all depends on how you drive it too. Are you super aggressive when you leave every light and, you know, the tires are spinning, or is it, you braking really hard?
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Kind of like how hypermiling
so
works.
So tread life, longevity, that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Size, which, That's, you know, that's of course something you need to look for, but,
sure.
the, you know, you think it's obvious, but it has to be a good fit for the car. A lot of people are apt to try to upsize the tires a little bit, make them a little wider,
right.
A little bit lower profile. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is you start finding things like they rub the inside of the wheel wells when you turn.
Which is very, very bad.
Yeah, that's really bad. That's bad for the tire. That's bad for the car. And, you know, that you're going to puncture your own tires with the body of your car.
You'll most likely be turning when that happens. So you can yeah. very easily be in a bad accident.
Also, you know, also is, the problem that, you know, they may contact the suspension in parts if you don't have the right size tires.
Mm-hmm.
There's a host of reasons why you would want the right size tire on your car. And if you bought a car that's a used car and it has, a different type of tire on, a different type of wheel on it even, make sure that even what you have fit to it is correct. You know, there's a factory size, and then they do, I think they call it plus one, maybe even minus one sizing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is done by professional usually because it comes down to a ratio of sizes and what fits and what doesn't fit. You know, what are the clearances on your vehicle? So be real careful about that, the size thing. Cause
yeah.
like I said, a lot of people are prone to try to get a little bit bigger.
We know it sounds like common sense.
Yeah.
But there's a reason it's on the list.
Exactly. And speed rating. You also want to look at the speed rating of a tire.
Especially you in particular, Scott, who should look at the speed rating.
Sure, because that sustained speed of 190. No, the speed rating is just that, though. It's sustained speed capability of a tire.
Mm-hmm.
And for all-season tires, that goes from it's a letter grade from H to V.
Mm-hmm.
And then for performance tires, it goes from V. It's VW... Y and Z. I guess there's no X rating.
No, it's very controversial.
I guess so. No, but it's V, W, Y, and Z for performance tires. And those are range from about 145 to 186 miles per hour sustained speed is
wow.
what they're capable of. So, you know, when you get to that level, you're talking about a performance tire, of course, and they're going to cost a lot more.
Yeah, they're going to cost the tires I got eventually for my car in this situation. My tires were about $115 each.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's expensive, but you know what? It's funny when you look at the tire ads and sometimes they're advertised for $20.
I know.
That's funny. Or a set of four installed for under $100. I mean,
how does that work?
You know
work?
What it's got to be, Ben, and I'm convinced of this. It's got to be the smallest size, like a metric size import car or possibly like a Chevy Aveo or something
uh-huh.
like that. You
yeah.
know, that size vehicle,
mm-hmm.
really small, thin tire, and probably an off-brand.
Maybe like...
Which leads me right into one of my next
there
points
we go.
Here.
Okay.
And, you know, one thing you want to do is you want to make sure you get a trusted brand. That's important. So, you know, look for the big names. I do. I look for, Michelin, Dunlop, Goodyear, whatever it happens
yeah.
to be, Cooper, even Yokohama, some of the import tires, you know, but, I always go with a trusted brand, somebody that, you know, you can get, a lot of information about, you know, the way they perform in the car, you know,
mm-hmm.
if people have had difficulty with them, you know, if they are susceptible to blowouts, if they they just don't last long before they begin to dry rot, things like that. So go with a trusted brand, and price is important as well.
There's a let me interject here.
Yeah,
there's a reason though that we're talking about how you should go with the brands. There are some different things where an off brand will work, you know, if you're like paper towels or something, you know,
yeah.
you can get the store brand paper towel.
Yeah.
Because that's what, you know, those are disposable things. tires do eventually become used up, but there's a reason that the established brand in a product like this is the established brand.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
And I say that because, again, I usually, like, I'm the guy who gets the store brand everything, but I will go out of my way for, you know, stuff like tires, I'm riding on them.
Well, it's pretty darn important when you think about it.
And I drive pretty fast, so.
Yeah, I know you do. You got that slick Monte Carlo. No, I'm not kidding.
It takes 20 minutes to get to cruising speed, but once we're there, buddy.
Once you're there, you're sustaining that speed, so you need the high rating, speed rating.
Talk to me about price.
Yeah, price is another important issue. And I kind of put this right in with, every other thing we talk about for accessories and you know, anything for a car, even shopping for a car itself, shop around. I mean, always shop around. Don't just pull into the first place you see and buy the first set of tires that they offer you. Get an estimate and make sure you get an estimate that includes everything, like as far as,
installation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's installation, there's mounting, balancing, disposal, removal costs, the valve stems. They'll charge you an environmental fee sometimes.
That's the disposal cost, right?
Oh, I think so. And they may just add a dollar on for environmental fee or something like that. But, you know, it's one of those things where they change a million tires and they charge a dollar each. You know, that's $1 million in the pocket of, pretty smart,
We should get in the tire business. So,
that's right. Maybe. High volume. So anyways, I think that, you know, it's smart to shop around. And one thing I've heard, and I now take this with a grain of salt. Is it grain of salt or grain of sugar?
Grain of salt.
Grain of salt.
Grain of salt, if you're talking about, be slightly skeptical.
Yes. That's what I mean.
I don't know what grain of sugar is.
A teaspoon of sugar?
That helps medicine go down.
Oh, never mind. Okay. So take this with some camphor oil. Castor oil. What? Castor oil. Man, I can't get this right.
This is awesome.
I'm going to keep on going here. Okay. So take this with a grain of salt, that it came from a tire technician.
Okay.
But I asked him about, buying tires online and bringing them in and having them mounted at the store.
Good question.
And because you see these fantastic deals online for tires.
Right.
He said it's actually not a very smart thing to do. Now, of course, they sell tires there. But he said it's not a good thing to do because you just have no idea whether the tire is coming to you or going to even hold air. And that's the thing that they can't be – once he mounts them, let's say that there is a small imperfection in the tire.
Right.
There's a bulge in one of the tires. Then you got to take – you got to – undo everything you've already done to that point, put the old tires back on the car, drive the car back, ship the tires back, which costs I don't know how much money.
Tires are heavy.
Yeah, and then expect them to make good on the offer and send a new tire in place of the old tire. And, you know, that's just one thing. I mean, you know, the other is that, you know, you don't get to see the tires in person, I guess, is another. You know, you're not sure exactly what you're getting. Unless you know somebody or you know the company that you're ordering from, I'd say stay away from ordering tires online.
I would like, you know, even when I was in the tire shop, I went to look at the tires with the guy because I would never buy a tire online. To be honest with you, any sort of mechanical or operational part of my car, I wouldn't buy it online.
No.
I would get like air freshener online.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to take exception to this because with older used cars, sometimes you have to buy things on eBay and things like that.
That is true.
You have to, otherwise you're not going to get the part.
But if you have, okay. So except for that exception.
Okay.
So until the day that you and I each own turn of the century Packards, and we'll probably see each other in the same forums.
Yeah, that's good. Good point though. Cause we've got newer cars and, you can still find things on the shelf and, you know, wherever you go, you'll be able to see the product that you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least have the auto shop order it for you to the parts desk and then you can go pick it up. So you don't have to have it shipped to your house, you know, from someone you don't know. And, you know, there's that whole weird issue.
Yeah, the whole internet anonymity.
I still hand deliver my bills, Ben. I'm an old guy.
Are you serious?
No, I'm sure. Okay, maybe a couple.
I was so surprised.
I walk into the department store to pay my credit card bills.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
You barter or do you
use paper money? No, I got my pants hiked way up. I'm wearing a white belt. So, complaining about the government.
I've got to see that.
All right. So anyways, here we go. We're getting off track here. So a couple of things that I just want to mention on my own.
Yeah.
Talk to a professional if you're confused. That's probably the most important. Go to any tire shop, anyone that you feel comfortable with, a local place, and just talk to somebody and say, look, I just need 5 minutes of your time. Just tell me.
What's going on?
Yeah. Tell me what I need here because, you know, I'm just, And if you don't have to buy tires from that person, if you feel they're going to take you in some way, just ask them some advice. And that, you know, they won't expect you to buy anything. They're just giving you some advice, and hopefully you'll come back to them for the sale.
Right. That's a good point, Scott.
Yeah. Just look in your owner's manual if you're confused about the size or of the tire that you need. Because a lot of times that information, as well as the load weight limits and the speed ratings and all that, will be in your owner's manual if you don't happen to know the factory stats on your car. We talked about shopping around. I don't know. I think that's probably about it. Really,
I've got two things. Okay. If you happen to be in a telephone conversation or talking to a tire expert online or something, if you're trying to tell someone about the tires you have or the tires you're looking for, and you don't have the ability to show them that in person, then what you need to do is go to look at the tire and check out on the side, on the sidewall. That's where all the information is.
Oh, yeah.
All the P225 and all those, all the measurements that they are going to ask you for.
Yeah, it sounds very elementary, but you know what? You're right.
Some people don't think about it.
Well, that's one of the first things they're going to ask you. So you might as well write that stuff down before you even make that initial contact with the tire person, because at the shop, that's the first thing they're going to do is walk out to your car to see what size tire you have.
Yeah, to look at those numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
good point.
The last thing I want to end off on, because there might be some people who are going, Scott, then why are you lecturing me about these tires? Because I got a... You know, I don't need them yet. Well, then the question is, how can you tell if you need new tires?
Ah, very good.
I think this will be a good thing that people can check out, like, right after this show is over.
You know what? Perfect. Because we've got a whole host of articles on our site about tires, tire technology. Man, what did you just mention? How can I tell if
it's time to get a new tire?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, well, we've got an article that says 5 warning signs you need new tires.
Perfect.
That's
perfect.
A good one right there. So there's 5 spots you can look at. Also, we've got a list of others. Let me just go through them real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Are some tires safer than others?
Good
we've
question.
Got how tire traction works. How can I make my tires last longer? Do I really need to replace all 4 tires at one time, Ben?
Hey-o.
Ben's not on the end of that one I just said. how tires are made. What are fuel-efficient tires? We're rotating my tires, make them last longer. We've got just a ton of these. We got more than that. But
tire questions handled.
That's the ones off the top of my head. And I know we've done other podcasts about tires as well. So people are reinventing the wheel all the time. Is that amazing? No, they really are.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because it's so true.
It is true. Believe it or not, there's so much new technology in tires that it's worth looking into.
So thanks so much for listening in with us, you guys. I hope that we have helped you get a few starting points if you're worried about your tires. Hope that we've given you a couple of things to think about. And definitely hope we haven't given you any, oh my God, no moments, you know. Hope you're not buying tires one at a time.
No need to panic.
Yeah, no need to panic. Remain calm and go to our Facebook, Car Stuff, or our Twitter, Car Stuff HSW. Check out Scott's awesome blog. You can also find any of those articles or the information we mentioned today on our website. Just go to our jazzy little search bar and type tires. And the adventure begins, right?
Yeah, it'll do it. Yeah, there's a ton of articles there. You can find them.
And if you have any other questions that we haven't answered or suggestions for an upcoming show, or heck, I don't know, Scott, crazy tire story, send us an email at
carstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise.
As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.